Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Ebro, of course, is on paternity duty, and our friend Drewski is on the program.
Yeah.
We have a lot to get into about Could Have Been House that's dropping in a couple days on Drewski's YouTube channel. Drewski, good to see you, first of all.
Thank you, man. Great to see y'all, too. Definitely.
We apologize for what the station looks like.
Yes.
What was your experience like when you first got off the elevator?
Man, literally, we came off the elevator, and we looked both ways. And it was y'all actually have crackheads in the stairwells of this place.
I know. So,
we do.
Until the security opened the door, we thought for sure we weren't at the right place. I promise you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's a bit grunge around here. Why here?
This is our quote temporary studio. We're in theory going to a new studio, also in quotes. That's going to be great. But
Could Have Been Radio.
Could Have Been. Yo, do you think after Could Have Been House, maybe you?
Yeah,
could
we
have
might.
Been
yeah,
station?
We might got to bring everybody down here, all the contestants.
Yo, so Could Have Been House starts in a couple days on YouTube.
Yes.
All of us have been following along the journey on social media. Tell us exactly what the show is like.
So pretty much we put 15 contestants in a mansion in L.A., and they're competing for $50,000. So if you know anybody that's competing for that type of money, just know it's not family friendly to be in that house.
Because
let's just say it got pretty crazy, man. We needed
security.
So
is this
going
to be like hands thrown, drinks thrown, like one of that? Like
not necessarily. It's a lot of we yeah, there are, yes. Yes. I have no better explanation. Yes. But we are giving them great opportunity, and like we have them working with like top people like Chris Brown, Snoop Dogg. We brought in Crip Mac. I don't know if y'all know Crip Mac.
I don't know Crip Mac.
Yeah. Troy Taylor. Well, Crip Mac's a gangster, but Troy Taylor is a vocal coach.
Yeah.
Birdman's on the show.
Wow.
Yeah, so whatever y'all want to see.
What is Crip Mac's role?
Crip Mac, he wanted to teach them jail meals 101.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
So he's teaching them how to cook just in case any of them go to jail.
Anybody
can go to jail. Right. You know what I'm saying? Anytime, any place.
Now, let's talk about the real genius of this whole thing, because we went from a...
You like how I looked at him when I said anybody could go to jail?
Yeah, why you do that?
I don't know.
There's one other black guy.
My eyes trailed over there.
I felt like I could relate, brother.
I wasn't doing that on purpose. I just said nah.
It was subconscious, not on purpose, brother.
Anybody could go to jail, man.
See,
anybody.
You're looking at me again.
Now, but seriously, let's talk through this, because we watched the journey. How did you come up with this Could Have Been thing? And when did it evolve from like a silly, fun thing you were doing to like we could really keep running with this?
Yeah, for sure. I think Could Have Been Records, when we started doing it live during like COVID, it blew up so much, you know, around the time when like Tory Lanez was doing his lives during COVID and all that. I think it was that's really when it started. I was at like my mom's house doing it on like an iPad. And then so many people started to join. We started getting like 200,000 people per live, and it got to a point where it started glitching, and like it would take me down if I had prisoners in there. It just was getting too crazy and chaotic. So we ended up transitioning to doing them in real life, where I kind of do like a American Idol type esque show where I'm like behind the desk with the two security guards. You might have seen
of
that
course
one.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But here's the part I don't understand. Listen, I work for WWE. I love wrestling.
Yes.
Most of the fans are in on what WWE is, right?
Yeah.
I can't tell when I'm watching the show whether the contestants are fully in on what's going on.
It's nothing, right?
Fake. Wait,
not
so Juicy, do these contestants, are they people who have like just hit you on DM and be like, I want to be a part of this?
Nah. In real life, when we do the auditions, I just pretty much post it like it would be like a meet and greet. Like, I'm saying, if you want to audition, if you want your talent to be seen, pull up to this address right here.
And it was an open call, just people, like that.
Yeah, every time I go to any city, like, we're about to do Memphis and Chirac soon. So, yeah.
We should be saying goodbye to you now.
No, we love you.
We always
keep, like it, see, people be thinking they could pull up and it's like it's crazy chaos, but, like, we literally have the whole place surrounded with, like, fucking police, security, everything. So we ain't never not safe, brother. We work with police.
Okay. We work. Could have been records.
Yeah, just so they know, we working with them. But yeah, nah, we have like thousands of people. They pull up, and we're not able to do everybody every time. But like my team will run through people to see if people are coming in to troll or if they're serious. And we only pick the serious ones and send them in. So the people that y'all see that end up on the channel,
they're going for it.
Oh yeah, they're serious. Everybody's 100% serious, and that's all we want. We want 100% seriousness because we're given an opportunity.
But so,
if we put them all in this house, because it transitioned, it went from the live to the and we're not stopping the auditions though. We love the American Idol
content
type
forever.
Auditions,
yeah, that's great.
But I was so inspired by like P. Diddy making the band that I was like, all right, we're gonna put them in a house. And had him compete to win some money. Because I tried to do the whole signing artist, and they hey, man,
You were trying to do it for real?
Yeah, I tried to. I was like, maybe I could manage some artists, you know? Like, and it just...
You didn't feel like babysitting.
Bro,
it's a lot of babysitting, man.
Yeah. It's like, dog, I ain't just giving out money out of my pocket. I'm not doing that. I just can't.
So what was the... But is the impetus also for this the fact that you've been so embraced by the music world that it made sense for you to have sort of a footprint in music?
100%. I think I always wanted to do something like this anyway, though. I loved the way, like, during American Idol, like, their auditions, not necessarily, like, when they do the full performances, but when they do, like, the auditions, like, Simon rips through everybody.
Right.
No,
I always thought that was hilarious, bro. So I was like, I need my own show to do that on someday. Someday, somehow, because my family used to watch it.
So you just did your own?
Yeah, I was like, all right, this is it. And then I loved the way that P. Diddy made everybody, like, go walk for cheesecake and, like...
So you could combine...
Come in, ran bipolar, and scream at everybody, and then dip... And everybody looking confused in the, you know,
and now you
making
get to
the
do all of it.
Yeah,
because you're doing because you do the idol vibe, but you're also the CEO of Could Have Been Records.
Exactly.
Wait, so tell me about the conversation with Snoop and Birdman and how you pitched this idea and how you get them to be a part of this?
No, trust me, the Birdman, there wasn't no getting to be a part of nothing. I think, y'all got to watch the show, but Snoop Dogg definitely came on the show.
He's
and,
a good sport.
Yeah, he judged the contestants in like the finale episodes, and also like he had some people trying to join his label. They're trying to get away from me. You know,
what?
Like,
whoa.
Yeah, but when contracts and stuff is, come on now, you ain't leaving.
No, you can't. No, no.
Yeah, you ain't leaving. Regardless, you can leave physically, but on paper, hey, you with us.
Yeah, no, you
ours. You ours.
Yeah, that's exactly. I've seen the contract.
We own you.
99.9% stays with Could Have Been.
Yeah. Damn near 100. To be real with you, yeah.
No, that is damn near
100. Yeah, damn near 100.
Yep.
Damn near 100. We give you a couple points, though. A point.
So what about Birdman?
That's an interesting. What about him? That's
you don't even
want to
talk
question.
About Birdman. You don't. Nah, you scared I mean, even
yeah,
talk
about him? Nah, not even that. I think we just, you know, y'all got to watch the show, man. Just, I think for the world to unveil what went down behind the scenes of like the TMZ clip and what really happened.
Yeah.
You got to tune into the show. It shows everything in the show.
So here's what I need. Here's the only thing I'm going to ask of you. When this eventually takes the next step,
yes,
and you become the next Idol show,
yes,
I would like to audition to be one of the judges.
All right, but
because here's the deal. I've always said to my agents, I want to find a gig where, like, you record a whole bunch, you get a huge-ass check, and all you do is talk shit, right?
Well, I don't know about a huge-ass check. Now, we didn't talk... Everything else you said makes sense.
No, if you check for you, I'll take the point.
All right. As long as you're cool with it, yeah.
No, the point of the point.
Everything was good till you said the huge-ass check.
No, point of the point.
Okay, got it.
But as I said to my agent, I said, listen, Randy Jackson, the music producer.
Oh, he
no
milked,
one knew
he
who he was on the outside until he showed up at Idol.
Oh yeah, he left with a bag for sure.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Yeah, he left with a bag. All of them really did before they changed up the judges and shit.
Oh yeah, that's when it was really.
Yeah.
Have you seen, by the way? Have you seen Simon Cowell these days?
No.
No.
You haven't?
No, not lately.
But you and I love to look at people's plastic surgery. You haven't?
I know, but I haven't seen Simon.
Oh, Simon. Simon keeps re-upping.
Oh.
Simon re-ups his face every T. He's the same Simon. Simon is 32 years old still. I don't know if you know, but Simon is 32 years. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Speaking of people's looks, I watched a preview of the video. Laura and I got a little taste of the video, man, with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And now that is the theme song from Could Have Been House.
Yes, that is dropping literally tomorrow.
Standing on Business.
Yeah, Standing on Business.
So people can go enjoy the Standing on Business video.
That music video. We shot parts of it in like Atlanta, parts of it in L.A. And it was pretty much chaos when we did it in Atlanta because I had everybody just pull up.
Oh,
all my
God.
Fans. Anybody could come.
Wow. So how many people came out?
A thousand, close to a couple thousand, maybe. I don't even know. I don't know. It was chaotic, though. We had to get the APD and
that's
everybody
what I'm saying,
up there.
Like,
my man loves the police. At every
crazy
opportunity.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, no. Nah, we thought we were going to have, we was trying to create good chaos to get a good video, but the camera people couldn't even, like, get in front of me because it just, like, everybody was like, so it was, listen, we tried. So we had to use clips from other like YouTubers and like bloggers that came out there and like, you know, people who were like paparazzi people. We used clips from them in the video to get some of the shots that we needed for the actual video.
Because
it was so crazy for the real cameramen to get the clips.
But what's crazy to me about the video is Drama is in the video and on the record, right?
Yeah. Drama's in it.
Drama's lineup. Drama now has the full... Drama has a full.
Y'all
the line
stupid
is so
y'all
clean.
Stupid.
Now here's the thing. Here's what I think about Drewski.
He might have painted it on. Yes.
No.
All right.
No,
it might be paint.
Well, this is my question for Drewski.
I can't tell. I don't know.
So Drewski, when are you? Because you're very rich and famous right now.
Yeah, man.
But
come
when
on.
Are you going to take the next step? To when you show up and your beard looks, because that's the next step, right?
How is that the next fucking
because
step?
Because Ross, it's a
that's
Ross
not,
getting
it takes
to a
years,
point.
Brother.
No, it takes years. It takes years.
Yeah,
but
come
Ross
on.
Now
when
it's
you
like
spray paint your face.
Yeah,
Khaled,
but that is
Ross,
a new thing that they all know. That's like a that's a trend for when they get to that age. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
but
the
he's
fuck.
Pretty good. He doesn't have any.
No,
hair
no,
hair
no but it still looks natural.
He's saying it's a transition phase. When does that happen?
Exactly, because I know I'm probably always going to be having this struggle lineup as hard as I can. Drewski still has a normal man's beard.
That's a fact. I really don't know. I like how you tried to shit on Drum's beard just now.
That's my Jewish. That's my half Jewish.
I feel like everybody. I posted the video with him, and that was the only question they had about Drama. They're like, "Yo, what paint did he use on the side?" Listen, Drama's a good dude. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Drama's a good dude, bro.
If I can't make fun of your beard, then I guess we're not friends. See, that's my friend. I consider Drama a friend.
I think that comes around, like, you know, 40s, 50s,
I'll probably start spray painting myself. Or millions, because also, you know,
that's like a Beijing. I don't even know if they sell Beijing anymore.
Yeah, that's.
I think Beijing went out of, they
business?
Went out of stock.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's still around.
Nah, I think I tried to go to a store and try to get some.
You
gotta
go to like the hood beauty supply stores, and they have them there.
Oh, okay. It's hard to find though.
Can
it's
I
hard
ask
to find
you a really white
though.
Question?
What's up?
What is Beijing again?
That's the black spray paint they use when your hairline recedes and they try to pull it back.
Black
it bring
dye.
It back.
It's the black hair.
Yeah, it's like magic. Yeah,
it's
magic.
Now speaking of dressing like a common man or looking like a common man, you made some sort of commitment to the.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The hunter, the camouflage.
I'm from down south, man, so you know.
How committed is this an everyday always wearing camo? Because I feel like you wear it a lot.
Somehow, some way. I think not every day. Nah, I think it definitely plays a big part. And like, I always loved like hunting camo though.
I think you're doing something. Always. I think you're up to something.
Nah, I genuinely, I'm from the South, bro. I'm from, you know.
But you know
down
how like
Gwinnett County, Georgia.
You remember when people add,
y'all ain't been down to Loganville.
Loganville?
Y'all ain't been down Loganville.
Oh my God.
That's the problem. Y'all ain't been on down Loganville, good old Loganville with good old people. We represent the Tide. No, I'm bullshit.
By the way, I have watched
people video. Actually in Georgia actually hate that I represent Roll Tide instead of
Loganville?
UGA Bulldogs.
And, oh, wait, you are you officially Roll Tide?
Somewhat. I got a stamp, man. Roll Tide Willie, he jumped me in. So
really?
Yeah.
So you're official now at that
yeah,
at
I'm
point.
Officially Roll Tide.
When I see videos of you at college parties.
Yeah.
Just hanging out. Have you seen the videos of that?
Just hanging out is crazy.
Yo, my man just the videos just come up on my TikTok, right? So, like, I follow Drewski. I don't know. You know, TikTok's always out of order, too.
It gives you
so
the
like,
algorithm.
Yeah,
algorithm
this shit just will feed you, me yeah, a random yeah, yeah. Drewski video. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Wait, why is he at some white party just partying with people? What's going on? What are those situations?
Are these people you know?
Yeah,
sometimes, I mean, we've done some, like, frat bookings where we've pulled up to different frat houses with, like, the Nelk Boys and Happy Dad and stuff. So we work with them. So it might have been that. I don't know if you saw that. Or you might have seen a real video of me at a function. I don't know.
I
think the one, there was also one where we shot a skit at a frat house at UGA. We're like a whole white frat. They're like Psi something, PSI.
Right, whatever. Psi Gamma Alpha,
yeah, Psi
whatever.
Gamma white. Yeah, whatever. But. It was, I like to do, like, skits in, like, real time around, like, real situations. So that's pretty much work for me. Like, we even did, like, the TSA one, the work wife one recently. We did it in an actual real warehouse. Like, majority of the time when we shoot a lot of these skits, it's like.
Well, you know what I like about your skits? You know what I like about your skits?
Whoa.
They're actual skits.
Yeah, man.
Like, they're actual, there's a beginning.
There's actual acting.
The middle, right. And there's acting.
It's not a whole bunch of yelling and shit.
Yo, bro, is it
I'm
so,
sure y'all are sick of that shit.
Bro, am I just washed? Because, like, some people are posting skits. I don't get it.
Some people think skits is getting somebody to record that shit, start yelling, and then the other person's going to yell, and there's an argument, and that's it right
that's
there.
The
that's
the
skit.
Yeah.
And I think those days are fucking over, man. For real, let's put that shit to goddamn rest.
But do you ever feel away? Do you ever feel like...
I'm sick of that shit, man. I'm tired of these fucking arguments. How many argument joke skits are we going to have, bro? We've had enough.
But right. That's why
fuck.
He's so successful, because right. He's figured it out. Like, things get burnt out after a while.
Nah, but I don't have everything figured out. I'm still trying to, you know. We still
just
at the beginning. Yeah,
me.
I know. I
take
know,
it.
But
take
I still don't have it all. Yeah,
do you,
you know.
Do you, will you always want to do, quote, content? Or, like, is there, because I could picture you moving into straight up, you're just a movie actor, you do comedy role, you know, you have roles
in
movies,
yeah.
And that's it.
I wanted, like, a couple years ago, I wanted to do that. Like, I used to think, like, the goal was, like, yeah, I'm going to get off of social media, and this is it. Like, I'll be done with social media soon. Once I blow up enough, I'm done. But then I started to notice, like, yo, the real stars right now are, like, you know, like, Akai Sinat. Myself, amongst, it's a lot of them, but like some of like the biggest stars right now are more known for social media and like, cause that's the new TV. Nobody's really watching some of the hit shows. I mean, the hit shows are being watched, but it's like an older crowd, but like, I would want to do both. I think I would never, I used to think I wanted to just stop and like,
well, why did you, let me ask you this though. Why, when you said one day I'll stop, what was on your mind?
The old way it used to be, like how, like, once you get on back in the day, like how Eddie Murphy or like,
oh, got it, so
like
thinking-
a Will Smith. Yeah, it's like once you get to that level,
yeah, like
there's no coming back. Yeah, you just graduate to that.
So it wasn't that you had negative feelings about it, like, your relationship with it is generally good.
Yeah, it's genuinely good. Like, I thought it was like the way to do it, I thought it was the right way to do it. I was like, social media, that'll be just be the younger me. And then I'll just transition in out of it. But now the way this shit is going, it's like, yo, this is the new it. Like, these companies are reaching out,
bro,
giving
you were
deals.
You've been in multiple Super Bowl commercials, haven't you?
Not Super Bowl, but like regular commercials that. Just
oh, sorry,
run.
There's airing
yeah.
Throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, nah,
my bad.
Got a Google commercial. Yeah, yeah, got one right now. Yeah, it's just, you know, it just runs.
It just runs.
But I was telling
not just Super Bowl, you know.
I was telling Drewski before we got in the air. We've seen so many different iterations of things that are hot on the internet, and everyone goes, it's so hot right now. And us on the dinosaur medium that we're on radio, yeah. we're always like, let's wait and see where this thing plays out, right? Because we already died. Everyone already told us radio's dead, it's over, it done, there's nothing. So we've already lived through our death, and now we just are what we are. But the other
but see, y'all transitioned to social media as well, too, though.
Yeah, you know, we yeah, have. Yeah, not yeah. quite, you know, not the yeah. way you have,
yeah.
perhaps.
Yeah, yeah, nah.
But yeah, y'all, we find, you find a way.
Yeah.
But so then when people get hot with the new thing, whether it was Vine or every new version, oh, Tubi's coming out, this one's yeah. coming. There's always something new. I'm yeah. not remembering them all right now. But what I love about you is you've continued to grow. And to me, there's just a difference in talent. There yeah. are like content creators
yeah, yeah.
who get mad views. Like my wife is friends with a lot of these people because my wife is a big photographer.
Yeah.
And she became friends with a lot of content creators. And I'll see the stuff on her feed sometimes. And I'll just be like, babe, I don't get this. And I don't know what their talent is. They just have a camera on. It's really well edited. No, I can see it's well edited. Or they're attractive. Or,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't get the function of it. And what I like about Drewski is you actually make me laugh. Yeah, like, I'm yeah. like, oh, no, this guy's just talented. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, nah, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, nah, that's real.
No, and I I'm excited to see what the future holds. And if you want to obviously continue to do social media, shit, I mean, if The Rock has time to post
right.
8 times
that's
a day.
That's what I'm saying. Why not? Why
there
not?
You go.
And but he's like, bro, he's killing shit on TV, in person, live, and social media. So it's like, yeah, nah, I think the goal is to continue to just, you know, be more creative. Like, I think a lot of people, kind of like how I was telling you before we got on the air, like, they've gotten complacent with, like, they get lit off of one mm-hmm. thing, and then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm cocky now, I'm the shit, I'm gonna milk this shit till it stops. And it's like, bro, we are sick of that one thing you
yeah.
do. Let's figure out. But I think a lot of people just aren't trying to figure out that next thing all the time, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think people just probably don't give a fuck. And like you said, just get cocky. And I'm sure you've seen it. I don't know the crazy situation you've seen, but...
We've seen. But because behind the scenes, I told them, you know, one thing is getting hot, but staying hot.
Yeah.
That's the key. And I yeah. was like, and congratulations, because you've done a great job.
And staying hot or adapting and realizing that, you know, sometimes you may not have a moment that's hot. Like, when these careers, like...
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, yeah.
There's times where I'm quiet for, like, yeah. a couple months. I don't have nothing going. Yeah.
Exactly, and being okay with that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
By the way, as time goes on, you'll have years, periods, where you're like, oh, when I was from 32 to 35, I was rocking. I won't lie, I was kind of quiet from 36
yeah,
to 39.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If you're going to have a whole career,
yeah.
it's very rare to sustain
exactly.
permanent
exactly.
hotness.
Because like people want... See, that's the thing right there. When you try to force it to stay lit that long... You are like drowning the fans. Like you want to give them time to miss you a little bit,
right?
Because without that, like it's kind of like you not seeing your favorite artist for a while. Like the reason why people love Drake.
I was about to say he's the only one who can.
Is because he can leave for a while, and you're like, damn, I ain't had a like, man, I want. But you can listen to his old shit,
right?
And you miss all the current or whatever. Like maybe he might stop for like 2 years. Or same with Kanye, he might go ghost. For hella long, but you that missing period is like,
but Drake,
damn.
But I would actually argue with you, though. Drake's an odd example because, yeah, he gives you a little break, but Drake is also the kind of the only person who stays permanently hot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's,
so it's like, no, but it's like unorthodox. Like you're not
right,
gonna,
he's permanently hot, but he takes enough,
yeah.
he takes a break enough.
But you miss, the point is that you miss the person enough to want more.
Right.
So that's really the key to...
Did you watch the video of Drake?
Which one?
Not the music video. No. Did you watch the
yeah,
real?
I've seen that shit.
Did
yeah.
you watch the real first-person shooter? I'm talking the real first-person shooter video. Has anyone said that yet? Yo, Drake made the real first-person shooter.
Shawty's so bad.
Dude got a dog tail, don't he?
Yo,
because, listen,
Jesus
when
Christ,
when
man.
I saw it, I was like, oh, my gosh. And I sent it to him.
Yeah,
he was so mad at me.
He's wagging that fucker around like a dog tail, man.
Will you tell? So
it was
wait,
horrible.
I
can't tell if it's AI, though. With all this, they had so many different shits leaked this past week.
Yeah.
It's like, is it AI? I don't know.
Because that, what's your name?
I want to not believe it because I'm a little jealous, man. Fuck.
Bobby Altoff?
Yeah.
I want to not believe it a little bit. Like, I kind of don't want it to be his dick, you know?
I feel the same way.
It's like, fuck, man. He's wagging that shit like a dog tail, man. I just can't, like, I've seen people doing the vacuum hose shit. Kind of pissed me off a little bit. I want it to be AI.
By the way.
I want it to be AI. I don't want it to be real.
So you didn't ask him?
No, well, you know, I did, but it was just, he just responded laughing. So I was like, bro, give me a fucking answer.
That's very
give me
him.
A fucking answer.
Right. Is it your dick or not?
Yeah, is it your dick or not, man? Jesus Christ.
Because
you know, I want to tell bitches, hey, that's unreal. That's not real. Yeah, I want to tell my bitches, don't think that. Come on now. You know what I'm saying?
That's
don't
not the expectation you should have.
Yeah, that's not the expectation you should have. Because now you're looking at me crazy as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
I know. And then my wife watched the video, of course, too, and she's like, it's not even like all the way hard.
I was like, that's what I'm saying. It's an extension cord,
there's
man.
More. Yeah. Is there more?
So I said dog tail. It's like a dog tail, man.
Yeah, this is
what
horrible.
The fuck's going? I want to believe it's AI. I'm hating. Yeah,
no, I'm running with. It's the old classic Jewish stereotype.
Like, what the fuck?
You know, the old Jewish stereotype.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I cannot. No, the reason I was telling you, Bobby Altaf, there was like a video of her pleasuring herself that was going. She was like, I'm sorry to disappoint you guys. It's not me. It's a deep fake. I think that's what they call
it. Yeah, a lot of different ones that are coming.
Which is
I think
really
Ruby
scary.
Rose, she just had one. Her,
yeah, because it looks
is
really
AI
real.
Too.
He's like, it's not me. It's pretty creepy.
What about, is it possible Drake knew it was going to come out as AI?
All right, we're off the shit now, man. We off the. You getting too deep into trying to know.
He's obsessed now.
That's an obsession. He has an obsession with it. See, me, I had a reason. I'm not obsessed with why. No, I just want to. Hey, I want them to know. Hey, bitch, that's AI, man. That shit ain't real. You can't have no dick like that, girl.
It's not real.
Yeah, I want to be able to tell my bitches.
No.
Hey, that shit ain't real, man.
Right.
I'll show you real. You know what I'm saying?
I'll show you real.
I'm going to show you real. That shit AI. That's all internet mess. That's all that internet mess they doing.
I cannot.
Did you go back to the Kentucky Derby?
No, I never went back. No, trust me.
One time?
No. After that time, I was like, yeah.
Was it too white?
A little rough out there, man. A little rough around the edges. Oh. Probably when we go back. I think Jack does a good job of getting like all the celebrities to come out there. But yeah, you gotta take a break from that place.
Yeah, gotcha. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not an every year thing.
Gotcha.
It's not a reoccurring thing.
You kidding?
I think it was so big that year that we went. It was amazing. Like, but I think when he knows to invite everybody back, I think Jack. He'll know.
So you don't immediately, like, after the Derby, like, hey, when's the Preakness? I want to go another one.
Yeah, it's like, let's take a couple 5 years off, and then we'll come back.
You know how famous Drewski is, though? Drewski has become, like, your standard big-time celeb hanging out at the All-Star game. Just like, he's just there.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Nah.
Nah, you, that's you.
Nah.
No, that's you. They don't even, he's just in the background. Like, they only could mention him once because you're just going to keep seeing him.
You must have seen me during the dunk contest.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But you're dunking it up with the players.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, he's having the intentional.
Just fucking around.
Famous
just
guy on camera, bro.
I don't know when they put me on camera,
bro. You're so close. You're
on the time. That's true. You're right. Just on the court.
You played in the game before, right?
No, I haven't played a celebrity game.
Why not?
Nah, I was supposed to this past year. I was training.
What happened?
You never know, man. You know, politics and stuff, man. You know,
they
didn't take a gamble with me. They know I'm athletic, man.
But I was gonna say, look, you're an athlete.
Come on, bro. That's why I said, like, I genuinely wrote a letter to the NBA. I said, come on now. It's like, come on now. Y'all know what I'm capable of. And, you know, maybe next year. We'll see. Hopefully next year, for sure. I really do want to play in it, though.
Because I just assumed you would have gone. I think
For sure. I think everybody, I'd seen on Twitter, everybody was asking, like, yo, why Drewski not in the celeb game?
I'm making a phone call about
this.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to make a phone call. You haven't had the conversation about this? That's
it. Hey,
okay.
You know.
You know what it probably was, Laura? Because my guess is they had to ask for Drewski.
Yeah, shit on the manager.
Yeah, I'm shitting on the manager, Drew Hall. What the hell's going on over here, Drew?
Come
on,
Drew. Leave him alone.
God damn, man.
You know?
Yeah, make the calls, man. You know what you got to do, man.
I'm going to find out. You know what I bet it was? I bet Drewski was like, I'd like to be in the game. And they were like, all right, cool. We'll send you airfare, blah, blah. He's like, well, how much do you pay me? And they were like, no, we don't pay you to be in. And, you know, this is the guy who runs Could Have Been Records. So yeah. He was like, I only show up if you pay me to play in the
lying.
Game.
You ain't lying.
So that's probably what happened. Ain't lying. He wasn't willing to be one of these freebie Johnny-come-latelys. Mm-hmm. It's Could Have Been House.
Yes.
How many episodes are we getting?
We getting about 10 to 12.
Okay.
You still don't know?
Trust me, bro. It's a day-by-day editing process. We're trying to see if we're stretching it out or if we
How
like,
hands-on
it...
are you with that process?
Pretty hands-on. I like to be involved in the editing because, you know, I want to make sure it's authentic to, like, the fans. I want to make sure it's funny.
Right.
Any edits, I'm always, like, sending a list of notes back every time. So, yeah, nah. It's going to be, like, 10 to 12 episodes, but we ended up putting it on YouTube because we spent our own money on the show. We just did our own production with For Lifers.
Who put up the 50 grand?
The what?
The 50 grand.
Oh, Raising Cane's.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
Yeah, Raising Cane's. So it's just like the companies helped us be able to shoot it. Yeah, like we have Raising Cane's, Nike, Prize Picks, Icebox Jewelry. Yeah, those companies funded the whole TV show.
That's pretty dope.
Amazing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
This is a cool journey to watch, man.
February 28th, yeah, that's be when dope. It goes down.
Yeah, it's
I wish I would have watched it. Did we send them the first episode?
It's coming.
But by the way, don't even be mad at Drew Hawk, because 9 times out of 10, the greatest actors in the world sit here and we pretend.
Yeah,
like
no. I'm not shitting on him. No. I know. Yeah, we probably emailed it to y'all. Y'all just
And then we missed it. But by the way, I am actually excited.
It's the new studio.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, by the way, I dare you to try to find a good Wi-Fi signal here. We could even watch it if we wanted to.
They're shutting all the phone towers down right now.
Could have been radio. Anything else you need us to know, Drewski?
Hey man, we coming. Could have been House. Y'all make sure y'all watch it.
A lot of features, new single.
Crazy. Everybody on there. Snoop Dogg, Chris Brown, Crit Mac, Drewski, Ben the Don, Nab Green.
I like that you included yourself.
Birdman on there. So if you want to see the situation with Birdman behind the scenes and figure out what the fuck,
did you ask Drizzy Drake to be on?
No. Could Have Been House. Not that we didn't want them.
No, but you're saving.
Season 2, yeah. You gotta save some of that. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You got to pick the.
We waiting. Hey, whenever, you let people figure out when they, you know. Yeah. I just want everybody to watch the first season. I feel like season 2 is going to be insane. But season 1 is crazy already, so season 2 would be probably amazing.
Does it end up more crazy than like a Blueface TV show?
Way better. I feel like it was actually like, it's like real comedy. Like, it's like, you know, actually well thought out stuff. It's not just crazy reality show. Like, it's 50% reality, like 50% actual real.
That's the beauty of you being in it, right?
Yeah.
What's the name? Is there a name of the genre when it's sort of half acted and half real?
Damn, what is that?
Because you're in on it, but not everybody else is.
It's
boring.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of similar. It's similar to that. Like like certain people who are involved, like I'm in character, but everybody else around is like.
Are you a Sacha Baron Cohen fan? Did you watch Borat? And
not really. Borat really wasn't like my. It wasn't really my thing.
What's your thing?
I knew about it.
But what's your type comedically? What's your stuff that like you?
I like a lot of Will Ferrell stuff, like Zach Galifianakis.
You watch Between Two Ferns.
Yeah, Between Two Ferns, stuff like that.
When Will Ferrell still shows up as Anchorman randomly, he'll like.
Yeah,
he'll
like
pop
I
out.
Love I love shit like that. So that's like the type of vibe I was like pretty much going for. And like that type ask of like him going and doing a full comedy show as Anchorman, you know what I'm saying?
Have you met Ferrell?
Nah, I wanted to. I almost did. I met his son, and his son was supposed to set up me and him meeting, and you know, but it never. I'll just let it happen organically. Yeah. I'm not gonna force it, you know. But I did. I really was pushing for it. I was like, damn.
No, so he's high on the list though of people that you haven't met.
Oh man,
that
he's one of the top. Him, like Will Smith. Yeah, it's some.
Have you had any moments yet where I'm always fascinated by sort of like this whole world. This whole celebrity world is very interesting, right?
Yeah.
You are literally, in our world, you are so big.
Yeah.
Like, you've kind of become a ubiquitous face that we see everywhere, right?
Thank you.
All the rappers mess with you.
Yeah, no.
And obviously fans mess with you. But then you get in Hollywood rooms.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you might have the biggest star in the world going, oh my God,
yeah,
Drewski.
You know what's crazy
Next
about
step,
that?
You're like,
you know
hi, my name's Drewski.
You know what's crazy? Leonardo DiCaprio walked up to me. We were at a at the all-white party of Michael Rubin. Had no clue. Because, you know, majority of the people at these all-white parties, everybody like, hey, you know, get the fuck away from me, man.
Right, the plan.
They got their own shit going on. Everybody, it's levels to it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's
right,
levels.
Right, right, right.
Certain people talk to certain people don't talk. So I was in there. I'm with the youngsters. I'm with, like, Jack. I'm with, you know, like, CJ Stroud. I'm hanging with Odell, everybody that I know. Like, we hang around.
The celebrity.
And it's,
that
yeah,
you
it's
know.
Like, it's like almost like back in high school. But Leo came straight up to me. He was like, man, you're hilarious, man. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm thinking he's talking to someone. I'm like, yo, Kevin Hart must be over here or something. Because I'm like, this dude definitely doesn't know who the fuck I am, right? And he's like, nah, man. He's like, that laugh you do on Could Have Been Records, oh,
come on, specifically
me. And I'm like, what? You know, the guy who's like on your Instagram, you're just changing the world and shit? Like, I'm thinking you don't even watch shit like that. Like, I don't know, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, man. And that's right there, fire. That's the type of vibe. Like, I don't know. Unexplainable a little bit.
That's fire. Yeah, when you talk about, there's like five people basically on the level of Leo. But he's a big hip hop head, by the way.
Really?
Always.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah,
him and Q-Tip have always been close. Yeah. He, when he has birthday parties, he always has ill DJs.
Yeah,
no, Leo's a hip hop head for sure.
I didn't even know he was tapped in. That dude is like so amazing. It's like, man. But yeah, no, definitely, like how you said, it is.
No, but you were invited to the White House, weren't you?
Yeah.
How was that?
I was looking for Obama, man.
I was trying to figure out Secret Service and shit.
Yeah, if you watch the videos, I was just wilding out that day. I think I had a hangover from the night before. I was shaking everybody's hand, like all the corporate guys. I was like, hey, Chip, how you doing, Chip? Yeah, man. So they had no idea who I was. I'm fucking around with people. It was stupid, man. But I ended up talking like the Secret Service and shit. It was crazy.
Did you meet Biden?
No, I didn't get a chance to meet Biden. I ran into Kamala Harris.
Okay.
And but yeah, she was busy.
So you gave her a handshake? Nothing?
Not nothing. I think she might have looked at me and winked.
Really?
And yeah, I think she winked at me. I can't tell. I don't know.
What kind of wink do you mean, though? Like,
hey, man, you know.
Like an acknowledgement wink.
I mean, look at
me. No.
I mean, look at me, right?
Bob, I was about to say.
You feel me?
By the way, can we see the full, what's the full hair situation going on here?
Come on, man. I got hair, brother. Yo, chill.
Well, wait, when did we go with the blondie?
Hey, come on, man. Like with the fro on it? That's new. It's new. I ain't want to show it too much. I'll put the hat on a little bit.
No, the fact that you have the traditional Caesar underneath with the blonde Jufro on top. You're like Black Harlem.
It's something new. I'm just trying it, brother. It's something new. I was trying to hide it a little bit. It's something new. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Oh, we love you, man. We're
Thank
proud
you, man.
Of you.
Love y'all too.
Yes, we're excited.
I love coming down here. And
no, and listen, I swear to you, next time you come here, it'll be better.
Nah, definitely. I hope. I don't want to even come here.
We hope.
I won't come here. I'll just say that.
We don't have to like push crackheads out the way to get in.
Yeah, no. Definitely. We're going to have a new studio. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're going to work on that.
Yes.
Drewski could have been house. Thank you, brother.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.